Winston S. Churchill, The Second World War, Volume 4, The Hinge of Fate. Victory was never in doubt in my grandfather's mind once the United States had entered the war and the Grand Alliance had been formed. He was equally sure that in the immediate future, a long line of disasters would befall the Alliance before it could gather its strength and mobilize its resources to the full. Those disasters came swiftly. Singapore, Tobruk, and the Philippines all fell to the enemy. At sea, there was both the ever-increasing loss of shipping to the U-boat menace and the humiliation of daylight passage through the channel of the German heavy cruisers Gneisenau and Scharnhorst. Such setbacks caused political difficulties at home for the national government. A motion of no confidence and a motion of censure were respectively debated in the House of Commons after the fall of Singapore and the fall of Tobruk. They were overwhelmingly defeated, but were nevertheless worrying, and changes were made in the composition of the government as a result. Successes were few and far between, but come they did. In March, British commandos made a daring raid on the French port of Saint-Nazaire and destroyed docking and repair facilities that could have been of vital use to German warships. In the Battle of the Coral Sea, American forces stalled further Japanese advances and demonstrated the importance of air power in the naval war in the Pacific.